This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
We certainly need government regulations, but sometimes those regulations can be burdensome and therefore unnecessary. Former President Trump understood this because he came from the business world. One of his first actions was to require that two regulations be removed for every new regulation. One of the first acts by President Biden was to reverse Trump deregulation, but Biden's latest executive order goes much further. Don't take my word for it. Listen to what progressives and conservatives say about that. James Goodwin is the senior policy analyst at the Center for Progressive Reform. He exclaimed, "I realize what I'm about to say to you sounds absurd. It has the potential to be the most significant action Biden took on day one." Clyde Wayne Cruz is a regulation expert at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He warned that this executive order is likely to do away with cost-benefit analysis by elevating unquantifiable aims as benefits and deny cost of regulation altogether. No longer does the federal government have to consider the cost of a regulation if the benefits accrue to minorities or gender equality or help advance Biden's agenda to fight climate change. This is a fundamentally different way to evaluate government policy. Federal regulations currently cost us $1.9 trillion in annual costs. This is an enormous hidden tax on you and your family. This is the cost right now before the Biden administration goes to work on creating new regulations and trying to bring back previously canceled regulations. In short order, I believe we may consider this executive order more damaging than the dozens of others already signed. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you hear on Viewpoints by visiting pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.